قال رسول الله الكريم أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. من كان يرجو لقاء الله فإن أجل الله لآت وهو السميع العليم. صدق الله العظيم. The speaker is more in need of the advice that will be given. It's just a muzakara that you are doing. It's not that I'm more knowledgeable than anybody else. Knowledge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has absolute knowledge. Our small program we are conducting, the purification of the heart, which is very important, because the heart, just a recap for those who are not here, is the main organ that communicates with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expects us, when we come on the day of Qiyamah in front of Him, on that day when there will be no veil between Him and us, where we're going to give our Hisab Kitab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it clear in the Quran that day, no wealth, no children, nothing will help us except إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهُ بِقَلْبِ السَّلِيمِ, except that person who comes with a sound heart, with an unpolluted heart. For this reason we call it the purification of the heart. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it mentions, as this is a revision I'm doing, that in a body there is a piece of flesh. If this piece of flesh is sound, your entire body will be sound. And if this piece of flesh is unsound, it's sick, then your entire body will be sick. Beware, this piece of flesh is the heart. And we also discussed that the heart is not like the other organ, which is controlled by the brain. Research has proven that the heart is independent of the brain. Even before the formation of the brain, the heart is already formed, as we can see on the scanning. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the Quran, it's not the eye that cannot see, it's the eyes of the heart that cannot see. Once we understand that the heart is not an ordinary organ, it is through our salah, our tilawat al-Quran, our azkar, our psalm, and all the ibadat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us, this is what will clean our heart. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said to this effect that everything has got a polish. The polish of the heart is zikrullah. And zikr, as I mentioned the other day, there are a lot, we cannot count the amount of zikr that can be done. Once a person understands the status of the heart, then the next stage is he must change his mind to make good niyat that he wants to change his life. Niyat is very, very important, because our actions got to do with this world, but our intention got to do with our heart, and it is the heart that communicates with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this reason, we find in the hadith to this effect that dreams is 1/40 of nabuwat. Dreams is 1/40 of nabuwat. A person who has cleaned his heart, Imam Al-Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi explains that the heart is like a mirror. And the mirror, the more dust you have on it, it won't reflect the akhirat. It won't reflect the spiritual world. The cleaner is the mirror, the more the reflection in the heart, the more the nur in the heart, the more the kafiyat, the more the tajalliyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala manifest on that heart. Once we rectify our niyat, the very first step that a person must take in the path of Allah, in the suluk, the salik, the person who wants to purify his heart, is tawbah. Tawbah is such a weapon that destroys the backbone of shaitan. When shaitan told Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Quran it's mentioned that I'm going to attack men from the front, from the back, from the right, from the side. But he didn't say that I'm going to attack him from top and bottom. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that, O Banda, lift your hands and make dua, ask maghfirat. If he said that in the hadith to this effect, when a person asks for maghfirat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wipe off all the bad deeds that he has done. And we also discuss the reason, the psychology, the philosophy behind istighfar and tawbah. And we say that the best one to do is Sayyidul Istighfar, which is reported in Sahih al-Bukhari. I have given it to those brothers who are here. But however, the last thing we discussed last week was about the issue of muhabbat. A person can ask istighfar and start reading the Quran, make tilawat and make namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, going in jamaat and all those things. But if the person has not got the muhabbat of Allah, if he hasn't understood who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the risk is he will develop hypocrisy in his heart, because he hasn't understood who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's very important that a person understand what is the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Love is a stepping stone towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, one of the greatest books ever written in the world, the Masnavi by Imam Rumi rahmatullah alayh. Imam Rumi has written 5,000 verses based on the love of Allah. 5,000 verses he has written in Al-Masnavi. Such book, like the European, the Orientalists have said, this book is the Persian Quran. It is, na'uzu billah, they say it is the Persian Quran because it's written in Farsi. This is Imam Rumi rahmatullah alayh. And if you read that book, you will understand how deep the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes. How deep is the demand for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Love, there are two types of love. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has making a condition in the Quran that we must love Allah. And what is the meaning of love? Love is such an attraction, a quality we develop in our heart, that we're going to be submitting ourselves to that person. And it's above infatuation as well. It is mentioned in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the Muslim, O you believers, if you are going to turn away from your deen, then very soon Allah will bring such nation that will love Allah. And they will love Allah, and Allah will love them. This is the word hub is being used here. The word muhabbat is being used here. This is very, very important. To love Allah, ulama have said, is part and parcel of our iman. It's part and parcel of our iman. One is the conditioning of reading namaz, of giving zakat, fasting. This is just a ritual we are doing. But coupling it with the love of Allah, this will give a complete dimension. It will change the whole mindset that we have towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this reason, it is very, very important that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has even asked, O Allah, I'm asking you for your love, and I'm asking you to give me tawfiq to practice upon those actions that leads to your love. This is what is the meaning of love. There are two types of love, ulama kiram explained. One is the physical love, and one is the intellectual love, the love in our mind. And this is deducted from another ayat of the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that tell the people, if your father, your brothers, your sons, your wives, and a long list Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, whereby man's heart is attached to those things like houses, business, etc. Allah says, if those things are more beloved to you, if those things are more beloved to you than Allah and His Rasul, and to strive in the path of Allah, then you will have to wait until the time comes. Allah is warning us on that. From there we can see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has recognized that man does love his wife, love his business, love his house, beautiful houses. It's natural. But Allah wants us to understand that there is one love which is intellectual love. That is, we understand the sifat of Allah, and from there we come nearer to Allah, because the love of Allah is permanent, and the love of this dunya is just emotional. It is ephemeral. It's going to pass by. We're going to forget about it very soon. This is why it's very important to understand the concept of love. And last week we discussed the nuskha given by Ibn Qayyim Jawzi rahimahullah. What are the 10 stages, 10 steps we must try to develop in ourselves every day to gain this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today we are going to discuss on one topic, which is very, very sensitive. Once we have make our niyat, we have make tawbah, we want to clean our heart, we say, okay Allah, these actions I'm going to make to come towards you. The main problem we're going to have is the salik, the person who is going towards Allah, he will develop, the first thing he's going to develop in him is shirk. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing the heart of the salik, knowing the heart of the musalli who is crying at night in tahajjud, knowing the heart of that brother who is crying in tahajjud salah when he's making his dawah, knowing the heart of the imam who knows the halat of the musalli, who knows the brothers who are crying at night for the brothers who suffered in Indonesia, all those afkar that we're crying, we are in good, but yet we're crying for others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that. And what makes us cry? It is a longing to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the very first stage, the first experience you're going to get in your life when you decide to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the meaning of longing? What is the meaning of shauq? It is a feeling, it is a commotion in our heart to meet the beloved. Shauq. When something has a beauty in it, we develop an initial feeling. Our heart is not at ease until we did not meet that person or that thing. This is what's called a shauq. A person wants to pass his exam. The very first thing he's going to do is a shauq to study. First the shauq comes, then he gets a determination. Once he gets used to the reading of the books, the shauq goes. Now he's on another level. The very first stage that a person will get in him is shauq, the longing, the desire to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because now this ikhlas will come in his heart that all the things that I'm doing is solely and purely for Allah. But who is this Allah that I want to know? And this is a longing, the cry in our heart to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing this halat of the heart, Allah says in the Quran, Man yarju liqa Allahi, whoever desires the wish of meeting Allah, whoever has in his heart the longing to meet Allah, whoever has the shauk, this bechaini to meet Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the halat of the heart. Allah says, فَإِنَّا أَجَلَ اللَّهِ لَآتْ. Wait my banda, this time is coming. This bechaini is so much, my brothers, this bechaini to meet Allah is so much when we develop the love for Allah, this shauk that it is reported about the Anbiya, Ali al-Daqaq rahmatullah alayhi, who is a spiritual mentor of Sheikh Qureshi rahmatullah alayhi, one of the greatest scholars in this field. He mentioned that Dawud alayhi salatu was salam, Sayyidina Dawud alayhi salatu was salam, leaving his kingdom, walking in the desert. He's just walking in the desert. He's losing his head. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, hey Dawud, what brings you in the desert? He say, Allah, I'm longing for you, Allah. Allah, I am longing for you, Allah. Then what happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, listen properly, especially the brothers in Jamaat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, hey Dawud, if you going to take one of my banda who has been deviated from me, his heart is not towards me, you brought him to me, I will classify you, I will put your name on the Lawh-e Mahfooz among those who are the wise people. And Allah in the Quran, whoever I'm given wisdom, whoever I'm given wisdom is a great wealth. If you go and take a person who is deviated from Allah on the right path, Allah will put your name in Lawh-e Mahfooz. This longing is so much, this longing is so much that Shu'aib alayhi salatu was salam, it is reported he was crying until he became blind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Shu'aib alayhi salatu was salam his sight. He cried and cried again, he got his sight again. He cried for the time, again he lost his sight again, Allah gave him his sight. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Shu'aib alayhi salatu wa salam, hey Shu'aib, if you are crying for Jannat, I have already given it to Jannat for you. Hey Shu'aib, and Shu'aib al-Salam said no. He said, hey Shu'aib, are you crying out of fear for the fire of hell? He said, no Allah, I'm not crying for fear of fire of hell. Allah said, if you are crying for this, then I've already taken you, I've given you salvation from that. Shu'aib alayhi salatu wa salam said, Allah, I'm not crying for Jannat, I'm not crying for the fear of hell, I'm crying for the longing in my heart to meet you, Allah. Allah told him, this is your maqam, if this is your maqam, this is a pain in your heart to meet me, then rest assured, I'm giving you makalamullah, makalimullah, Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, 10 years in your khidmat. 10 years in your khidmat, I'm going to give you Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. This is the pain that a Nabi had for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When this manifests in your heart, when the longing manifests in your heart, in the name of the great awliya says, it is entrails in the body, the entrails burns in your body, the heart blazes out of fire of love, and the liver shreds into pieces for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what goes in the heart of Ahlullah, the very first stage when you want to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what you're going to experience in your life. This is shock. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows what goes in the heart of the Ahlullah. He knows what goes in your heart when you want to meet Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not ghafil of this feeling. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran that wait my banda. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has asked the dua, oh Allah, I'm asking you for your vision. Oh Allah, I'm asking you for your sight. Oh Allah, I want for your didar. It comes in the Quran and the hadith that the greatest gift we're going to have in Jannah is to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has asked, oh Allah, I'm asking you for it. And the next day, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, oh Allah, I'm thinking, I'm asking you to give me the longing to meet you. Oh Allah, I'm asking you to give me the longing to meet you. And it comes in, the ulama explained that the concept of shauq, there are 100 parts. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had 99 of it. And he was afraid that nobody must take the one left. This is a feeling that goes in the heart. Rasulullah, when the jazba, his heart was burning to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a feeling, the kafiyat, the very first stage when you're going to want to develop the love of Allah. This is what Allah will make you feel in your heart when you want to love Allah. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy. Once you get this shock in you, you have understand some of the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some people will get the shock of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through his sifat of Kareem. Some will get the shock of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the sifat of Rahman. Some will get the shauk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the sifat of Alim. Some will get the shock of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the sifat of As-Sami'. Some will get the shock of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the sifat of An-Nur. Some will get the shock of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the sifat al-Mu'min. Some will get the shock of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the sifat al-Mu'min. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us 99 of his sifat to identify which sifat we want to come close to him. This is why it is reported by the historian that there was once the Wali of Allah. His name was Mansur al-Haq. He was a student of Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayh. He came close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the sifat of al-Haq. This sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was manifesting so much in him that he started saying an-al-haq, 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 because he forgot himself. He forgot himself, he's annihilated in Allah's sifat. It is said that when he said an-al-haq, an-al-haq, that I am haq, then according to fatwa, he's a murtad, we must execute him because al-haq is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then they took the fatwa to execute him. He's a murtad. The fatwa was sent to Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi, who was a great alim of the time. He refused to sign it. On the seventh time that Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi sent the fatwa, but the time of signing it, he removed his gabardine. He said, put this on his clothes, put him on him when you're going to execute him. But Junaid Baghdadi said also, this is what we can see with our eyes, but what is the realm of Allah? What the Ahlullah can see is the realm of Allah. In the kingdom of Allah, Allah himself knows what he has unveiled for them. It is reported that when the neck was executed, when he was cut, the blood that fell was written Al-Haq. And when this was thrown in the Euphrates River, Al-Haq was echoing from the river. This is the longing of an Ahlullah. This is the first state that you're going to go through when you want to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's going to be Baishani in the heart. It's going to be Baishani in the heart. Muhabbat for Allah, we are not going to get it in a hurry. It comes in the hadith, beware, the commodity of Allah is very expensive. Beware, the commodity of Allah is very expensive. What effort we must get to get gold? How deep we must go in the earth to get one piece of gold? We want to get Allah in like this. How much effort need to be done on the heart to get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How much effort we must do for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come in our heart? How much we must kill our nafs to get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How much clean this heart must be? Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ghafur Rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ghafur Rahim. It is reported that once a person asked Allah, "Oh Allah, I come to see you." Allah said, "Why you came to see me? I am in the heart of the marid, the people who are sick. Pay visit to my sick servant. Pay visit to my sick servant. I'm in the heart of the person who is sick." This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, a person who is sick and he makes dua, Allah will accept his dua. This is why when you are sick, we must make figure for the ummah and make dua for the ummah. Allah will accept his dua. This is one of the times where dua is not neglected when a person is very sick. Allah accepts his dua. This is where Allah is, brothers. وَهُوَ أَقْرَبُ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ Allah is nearer to you than your jugular vein. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِ فَإِنِّي قَرِيبِ O Muhammad, when my banda, سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِ Allah is telling the Quran, my banda, when my slave asks concerning me, tell them I'm near to them. But the feeling of Allah is this. Brothers in Islam, to understand the position of our heart vis-a-vis Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, take a diamond, throw it in mud. You can't see the shining of the diamond. Take this diamond out, open it up, clean it, see how it shines. This is what I'm trying to do here. Take out this heart, take the filth out of the heart, shine it with the azkar of Allah. Put the good akhlaq in there, put good niyat in there, put the love of Allah in there. Take out hasad from the heart, take all those filth, all the spiritual disease in our heart, take it out, and we see how this heart will shine. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in the hadith, ittaqu firasat al-mu'min, fear the firasat of a mu'min. In the hadith of Rasulullah, fear the firasat of a mu'min, fear the deep-sightedness, the far-sightedness of a mu'min, because when his heart is clear, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unfolds things, unveils things that other people can't see with their naked eyes. Rasulullah warned us on that. The Islam has warned us on that. The person must clean his heart. Allah, the Ahlullah, Allah clean their heart. Allah Pak give them ilham. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala communicate with them. I was reading recently that Allama Suyuti rahmatullah alayhi. Allama Suyuti rahmatullah alayhi. Any person who studied Tafsir Quran, who studied Hadith, will know the maqam of Allama Suyuti. He was considered as one of the mujaddid, one of the reformers. He said that he reached a stage, he saw Rasulullah s.a.w. in his living. Maybe I must not mention this in public. But I'm going to give you reference also. Mufti Taqi Sahib mentioned it in his book, Discourses. This is why I'm mentioning here, because I got no authority for that. The things we are not supposed to mention in public, but I'm mentioning it to you. I'm giving you my reference also. He says, I got the ziyarat of Rasulullah in my vision, not in dreams. Because in dreams, that another hadith, Rasulullah says, a person who sees me in his dream, he has really seen me, because shaitan cannot take my shape. I'm not talking of dream. I'm talking of Allama Suyuti's eyes opening. He had the dirar of Rasulullah. People ask him, how come? He said, Allah has given me tawfiq to the darud, sleep, lying down, walking. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me a great favor of reading darud, darud, darud. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me, this topic of meekness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allama Iqbal, rahmatullah alayhi, he hasn't gone to any darul ulum. But knowledge, he has so much knowledge that many ulama become hairan with his knowledge. People ask him, bhai, how you got so much knowledge? He said, counting on my fingers, I read 1,000,000 darud on Rasulullah. Counting. What he didn't count as something else. So if reading darud brings you to this maqam, taking the name of Allah, where we want to go? The sky is not the limit. It's beyond the sky. We're talking of Sidna al-Muntaha, where Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam also cannot go. Man can go there. If only the heart is clean. If only the heart is clean. This is the first stage we're going to do. The shauq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shauq is a longing to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person passes this stage, shauq is when you know only a partial attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then there is another stage that you're going to go through when you want to love Allah. What you call unf. Some call istiyaq. That is an ardent desire. Ardent desire means even though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has manifested himself a little to you, but the desire continues. The desires continue. This is why we find it in the life of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, brothers, when he was thrown in the well, he didn't ask for death. How old he was? Ulama explained in tafsir, was about 7 years old. Very handsome. Very, very handsome. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. There is istilaf who was more handsome, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or Yusuf alayhi salatu wa sallam. It comes in hadith that Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha says that should the woman in the time of Yusuf alayhi salatu wa sallam, they cut their hand when they saw Yusuf alayhi salatu wa sallam, the ayah of the Quran, that this is not a human being, this is an angel. He was so handsome. She says, if they have seen my Yusuf, they would have cut their heart. Because the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was spiritual. It comes in a hadith, a sahabi was sitting in front of Rasulullah s.a.w. It was a full moon. He was looking at the full moon, looking at Jabir Kareem s.a.w. Looking at the full moon, looking at Jabir Kareem s.a.w. Then he said, Ya Rasulullah, your face is shining more than the full moon. If this is, when a person cleans himself, this is the level he reaches. What we want more? When Allah will unveil everything in Jannah, and his didar will manifest on us. It comes in the hadith, on the day on Jannah, when a person, some people will get the chance to see Allah once. Some people will see Allah twice a day. Once a week. Some people maybe 5 times a day. And when they will come, each time they meet Allah, they come back. Their hoor will tell them, today you are more handsome. Just looking at Allah, the beauty of Allah will manifest on us. Who is Allah? Who is the Zat that we are being asked to love? Who is the Zat we are being asked to worship? Who is the Zat we are asked to make his ibadat? This is what we ask. Tazkiyatun nafs. Clean the heart, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the heart. If we don't work on our heart, it will be difficult to reach that level. Very difficult. We must take all those jealousy out of our heart. The kina, the hatred, the envy, the malice we have in our heart. We must clean our heart from that. The ghibat we're making, the looking at women we are doing, which is haram, the hearing of bad things we want to do, we don't control our tongue, hitting women, etc. All those things, we must get bad of, all those bad akhlaq, we must leave it. Get all the soft, kind manners of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then only the heart opens up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come in the heart. It comes in the ayat of Quran, where Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam, brothers, to understand the shauq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once a person, this is why we got to differentiate between shauq, which is a very temporary feeling in the heart, and the next stage, which is unf, affection, ardent desire, ishtiyaq, Allah might explain it, this is permanent. Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him, eh Musa, when he went on Kohi Tur, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was to appoint him as Nabi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked to him and gave him his order, then Allah tell him, وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى. In the Arabic language, when the word Ya is used, it's for affection. Oh Musa, oh my beloved Musa, what is in your hand? What Musa alayhi salatu wa salam says, قَالَ هِيَ عَصَى. Allah asks him, what is in your hand? He says, oh Allah, this is my stick, my asa. This is my asa. And brothers in Islam, asa is such a beautiful thing. It's mentioned in hadith, Masalab Razaq Aliban, where there was a sahabi who paid a visit to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him an asa and told him, use this asa so that on the day of Qiyamah you will be among those few who be counted among those who use asa. It is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that has gone. A person who revived the sunnah in the time of fitna, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the sawab of Muhammad Shaheed. Hasan Basri rahimahullah, one of the greatest alim among the tabi'i, says there are six advantages of using the asa. This asa of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam is not mentioned in the Quran just for beauty. There is a reason behind it. The first beauty of using the asa, the stick, is it is the sunnah of all anbiya. All anbiya use asa. The second one, it is a beauty for a mu'min. The third one, it is hatiyar, it is a way to defend yourself. Number four, it removes all the dirt, whatever work you want to do with that. Number five, it protects you against guna. It protects you against guna. This also is mentioned. And lastly, which is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person who use asa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make rope, put rope in the heart of the kafir for that person. Allah put fear in the heart of the kafir for that person. This is a taqaza, one sunnah. This is one taqaza, one sunnah, brother. This is the value of one sunnah. Can you imagine what is the life of Rasulullah? This is what Allah in the Quran has mentioned last week. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهَ. Tell the people of Muhammad, if really you love Allah, if really you love Allah, follow me, put my sunnah into practice, then Allah will love you. The very starting point I mentioned last week is to put sunnah in our life. This is our starting point. So I was talking about Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, hey Musa, what is in your hand? He said, my asa. Then, the question is, what is in your hand? You should say, my asa. But then, he pushed it a bit wrong. With it, oh Allah, I like to lean a bit. With it, Allah, I can't to shake the leaves for my cattle. And with it, Allah, I do other work. Three things he mentioned. There are so much usul there on this ayat, ulama kiram explained. The first usul is, why he did not say, it is only my asa. Why Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had to add three things? Because his longing for Allah, the very first communion with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was so big he could not take it in his heart. He wanted to stay in the sohbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This overpowered him that he started talking, just to hold Allah, just not to cut the conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just like you phone your chedi on the phone, you phone your girlfriend on the phone, even the mobile phone is going, you don't worry about the bill, because your father will pay it, isn't it? But you're going to talk. Wait, she tell you, okay, I'm going now. Yeah, did you watch the match yesterday? For nothing now, she must watch football now. Then the match football finished. You heard what is happening? Prince Charles is getting engaged. Now, please talk about Prince Heart. You talk, what is happening just because your heart is with her? Just to hear her sweet voice. After marriage, you won't hear her voice also. You don't have to keep quiet. But before marriage, it's sweet in your ears. Brothers in Islam, this was more than what we feel for that girl. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. But on the other hand, there is a beautiful usul Allah might explain there. When you love somebody, there must be usul. Don't be exaggerating. This is why it says, muhabbat, love, it by itself, it teaches you the rule of love. Love by itself. With me you're going to fight. With your girlfriend, you are not going to raise your voice. Who told you that? Nobody told you. But automatically it's like that. Love will teach you the game of love. Love will teach you the rule of love. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned only three things. A waqia comes to mind about Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. She said that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in the Alam-e-Arwa once asked, who are the people of Muhammad? Who are those people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is holding in high esteem. So he met Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I read this in a letter to a disciple in this Muqaddimah. I'm giving reference always what I say, because I don't believe in stories. I always like to give reference. It is said that Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam asked Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is your ummah? Show me one of the Muslims. It is said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed Rasulullah sallam the ruh of Imam al-Ghazali. So Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam wanted to know who is Imam al-Ghazali. He said, who are you? He said, I am Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad al-Ghazali. He said, I ask you your name. Why are you giving me your name of your father? Muhammad bin Muhammad. Bin Muhammad your dada. Bin Muhammad your par-dada. I ask your name. Then he said, when Allah asks you, وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ, why do you give such a long answer? Because you're longing for Allah. I'm meeting a prophet of Allah. How my heart is inside. This is a question of longing. Then Musa alayhi salatu wasalam understood that this is the Ummat Muhammad. When he met one Al-Ghazali. Imam Al-Ghazali, if you read his life, he has wrote a lot of revolution in fiqh, Usul al-Fiqh, Al-Mustasfa, 5 volumes. He has written Ihya ul-Muddin, which is said, ulama said, that this book, if you burn all the sciences in the world, this book is enough to revive all the sciences. It is in 4 volumes. He has challenged the Greek philosophers who were challenging the existence of Allah. When he wrote a book, Rebuttal of the Philosophers, for 100 years, until the advent of Ibn Rushd in Spain, for 100 years, nobody dared challenging the existence of Allah. This is an Imam al-Ghazali who has cleaned his heart. We are talking. Look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take work from a person who has cleaned his heart. Today, who is this alim who haven't heard of Imam al-Ghazali? There's no alim in the world who haven't heard of Imam al-Ghazali. And a person who has gone in the tariqah, in the suluk, it is impossible he hasn't read Ihya ul-Muddin by Imam al-Ghazali. And this person who studied fiqh, Usul al-Fiqh, Maqasid al-Sharia, it is impossible he hasn't read Al-Mustasfa. And a person who has studied philosophy, it is impossible he hasn't read the book of Imam al-Ghazali. This is one person who has cleaned his heart. We are just giving one example. This is a shock, the longing. I was telling you about Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was sent in the jail, when he was sent in the well, he didn't ask for death. He didn't ask for death. When he was sent in jail also, he didn't ask for death. He didn't say, I'm the most handsome person on earth. I'm the prophet of Allah. Why, what am I doing? Oh Allah, what's the purpose of me being in jail? He didn't say that. But when he was well established, verse 101, 101 Surah Yusuf, you can see. When he was well established, everybody had made his sajda, and he became the king, the minister of finance or internal affairs, what you want to call it, of Egypt. Then he say, they are addressing Allah, tawaffani musliman walhiqni bis-salihin. This is the hikmat of a Nabi. When he's well established, he is controlling his longing for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when he wants to meet Allah, he doesn't want to meet Allah in a state of depression. From there, you understand very important usul from the life of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, that this longing that we want for Allah, it must not overpower us. This affection we get to have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must not overpower us, because a person who goes in this path, what will happen to him? In the beginning, he's going to cry a lot. He's going to cry a lot. And this crying, you empty your heart and you feel light. And when you feel light, you think, this is the world. I've become a great buzruk. No, brothers and sons, this is dhoka from shaitan. This is dhoka from nafs. I remember last week, or the week before, I mentioned about this waqia of this sahabi who passed by a very nice stream. He wanted to stop there to make Allah Allah. He asked permission from Rasulullah. Rasulullah did not give him permission. The maqsad of sharia is not to cry constantly. The maqsad of sharia is not to kill your natural desires. That's not the maqsad of sharia. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created a human being. Lead a normal life, but clean the heart. Clean the heart. Have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in our heart, brothers, you will see the contentment you're going to have. In the call of my muhtamim, Mona Abdul Hamid Saab, Dama Barakatum says, if the king of the world knew the peace, tranquility in the heart of a mu'min, they will move the entire army to steal it from your heart. This is a secret. This is a gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in the heart of a person who loves him. But this, everybody hasn't got. Because many people, they lost control over themselves. And they think they become wali of Allah. They have dreamed a few things, good things. They think they start flying in the air. That's who we are. How much filth we have in our heart. We got a long way to go. This is dhoka for shaitan. Until we have reached the level of fanaiyat, hum kuch nahi hai. We are nothing. The pig is better than us. Until we don't realize this, we haven't made reform of our heart. We haven't made reform of our heart until we are not convinced that the pig is better than us. We are nothing. Because we don't know which stage we're going to die tomorrow. The pig, brothers, on the day of Qiyamah, the pig is not going to go in Jahannam. The pig is not going to go in Jahannam. There's no Jannat Jahannam for him. What about us, who think we're giving a long beard? Bigamama, Tahajjud Guzar, we don't know to what halat we're going to die. It is reported of Junaid Baghdadi, rahmatullah alayh, great wali of Allah, great alim, great alim. He passed away. A friend of his asked, dragged him, dreamed of him, and told him, what happened by Allah? He said, all my actions have been wiped off by the wind, like the wind, carrying dried leaves. Only two rakat tahajjud once I made, Allah has chosen this one. So don't have fakhr in the action we're giving, the sadaqah that we are giving, the roza that we are giving. Allah is not in need of it. Allah is not in need of our ibadat. We need of it. If we do our namaz, if we control our tongue, if we talk nice with people, we don't make ghibat, we don't look at women, we control our gaze, we don't have envy in our heart, we don't have kina in our heart, we don't have hasad in our heart. It's for our own good. Allah got nothing to do with that. It's only for our own good. This is why it's mentioned in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us two ways, kufr and iman. Up to us to decide which road we want to go. The starting point, brothers, I told you again, I'm going to stop here, is to ask the tawbah. Make sure we are very paban on tawbah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asking 100 times istighfar every day. Sahaba ikram 1,500 times a day. Hazrat Ji rahmatullah alayhi, we want Jamaat to know at least 100 times in the morning, 100 times at night, in the afternoon. We are so full of guna, so full of guna, so full of guna. Our eyes cannot go on our good action. What right do we have to say, oh Allah, I did a good action? What right we got to do? Allah who gave us tawfiq to do this good action. How can we dare saying we are doing this, we're doing this, we're doing this? Ikhlas is niyat, our intention. When we become an Ahlullah, when we have clean our heart, then it is said, Allah, when the Muhammad of Allah comes in our heart, when this longing for Allah, our mind is deviated from this world, in the sense that we are not a slave of this world, we are the slave of Allah, then the world becomes your slave. Brother Islam, I give two, three examples and then I'm going to stop. Many of you have heard of Rabbana Sayyid Khan Sahib, rahmatullah alayh. He was in Medina Munawwara. Great ulama I've seen, going Medina, the man was sitting on a mattress. He had nothing to do with this world. His heart was with nobody. But people were going divana on him. Divana. This world, the people don't nothing, they don't need. I remember when I went to sit with him, so we go, sit a bayan there. Don't come by me. He got nothing to do with me. He got nothing to do with anybody. His heart is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the same way, Hazrat Ji will come. Eh? How we go divana with Hazrat Ji? Hazrat Ji, okay, you are here. Those who have seen Hakim Akhtasar, Dhamma Barakatuhu, when he comes, observe. I heard he's coming very soon. Even though he's talking to you, he will write like this. Writing Allah. Even he's talking to you. Even he's talking to you, his hand, you will see. I've observed it. He will be writing Allah with his finger. His heart just goes like this. 24 hours. This is what we call Muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are stages that we're going to go through. The reason we have talked about it is a person who goes through that. These are the spiritual pains you're going to go through. But pain is such a pain that you enjoy it. It's such a pain that you enjoy it. There is an ash'ar, I'm going to end on this. A great wali of Allah composed a poem. He said, I have received the dawlat. I have been blessed, I've been bestowed with the wealth of when a Muslim say ah to Allah, when a Muslim say ah to Allah, he said, I have been blessed with the wealth of I got nothing to do with the wealth. When a person has got this ah in his heart, developing the ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what is this world? What is this world for this person? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him everything. There's so much to talk, but my habit is to talk for 30 minutes, not more. I'm going to stop here, is it? Before I make dua, a few minutes, just think of Allah in your heart. Don't make zikr. Just think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in heart. Take one sifat of Allah, put on the sifat, the power, favor of Allah, the bounty of Allah in our life. A few minutes, then make some dua, inshallah, subhanahu wa ta'ala.